Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has already arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. What I'm about to say will sound like an exaggeration, but in truth, it's not even the half of it. So in the last 3 months, I met a woman who has a profound gift for discernment of spirits. And up until the present time, she had absolutely no idea that she had this gift. And yet she would describe it to me. She'd say, I would walk into a room and I would just know things about people in the room. I would know if they had certain sins. I would be able to see things that were happening in their home life. If they spoke, I could tell whether they were telling me the truth or lying. She said, "Father, I just always thought I was kind of intuitive." Another lady has a profound gift of prophecy. And the way it functions is our Lord reveals things to her in her dreams. So she's seen things about the future, both the immediate future and the remote future, for years. And she said, "Well, gosh, I just thought I was a vivid dreamer, or maybe I was a little bit nutty." And I said, "Well, have you ever had those dreams come true?" "Oh, yeah, many times, Father. I met a man who has the gift of bilocation. This man has had experiences where his spirit is transported from one place to another, these outer body experiences where his body stays in one place and people don't even notice that he is spiritually not present and he can see things from another vantage point." One more example, a man with the gift of healing who has had people come to him over the years and say, "Oh gosh, you know, you said certain prayers and I think I was set free from something." He always thought, well, maybe, you know, they'd gone to the doctor and, you know, it was a misdiagnosis and everything's good now. Until one time, finally, he's praying over somebody and the person is profoundly healed. My brothers and sisters were all a little bit like those early disciples whom Paul goes to and says, "Have you received the gift of the Holy Spirit?" And they say, "What's that?" My brothers and sisters, every single one of us have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Not only on the day of our baptism, but then on the day of our confirmation, confirmed with spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit has given gifts to every single one of us. Charisms, graces, to build up the church. But He wants us to discover those. And you can go through life and never realize them, because we don't know that they're present. And we, gosh, well, you know, I know other people have gifts, but why would God give them to me? You know, who am I? It's like the apostles, though. Our Lord could not send them the Spirit, and they couldn't allow the Spirit to work in them until they'd gotten to the point where their faith was so profound that they were ready to accept that. They're at the Last Supper, and Jesus says, "Do you now believe?" Right? You've been with me 3 years, and now you can say, "Oh Lord, now we believe in you." They had to come to that degree of faith where they could believe, and only then could they receive the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to work in them. And our Lord reveals one final truth on this occasion that I think is necessary for permitting the Holy Spirit to operate in us as He desires. He says, "I have overcome the world." He had never said that till that moment. My brothers and sisters, if we go through life with that truth, "Jesus, you have overcome the world and you live in me." You've overcome the world and you live in me. What can't the Holy Spirit accomplish in us?